You ready?
This is the Mike Salk Show
on Seattle Sports Station.
Are you ready?
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming through the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Are you ready for a good game?
All right, rolling along here on the Mike Salk Show. Seattle Sports on 710, seattlesports.com. And what's the other one? Oh, the Seattle Sports app. There you go. You can find us there all the time. We live inside of it, right inside your phone. That's where we are. We're living in there. Just hanging out, waiting for the weekend. Waiting almost the weekend?
Yes, and waiting for those reviews that you were mentioning earlier in the show. Who knows if anybody heard?
I don't think anybody heard the reviews, Justin, because of the technical difficulties. Do you want to hear one or two of them?
Give us one.
I will, because I want to get into these injuries. One injury that stinks and two that maybe don't, at least for now. We've been getting some new reviews to our Apple podcast page.
Okay.
And, you know, I always encourage people to go there. We were trying so hard to get to a 4.7 rating, and we did. And then I said something stupid about Kyle Seager, and then we dropped back to a 4.6.
Way to go.
Thanks a lot. It's all my fault. And then we've been unable to, like, generate the new response we need to get back to a 4.7. We need some critical mass. But you know, maybe new people are listening now that didn't listen back then. And so maybe you guys could help us out when you go and subscribe to get the show delivered straight to your phone every day. Just subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and then leave a 5-star review. And you can even say something mean in the process.
5-star reviews, all we ask.
5-star reviews, fine. And then if you want to comment and be like, Salk's a jerk, I love Justin, I love Maura, that's fine too. And, you won't be alone. For instance, Cameron, who wrote, Salk is the Buckner of Seattle sports. This is a 1-star show, but 5-star service. Whenever a podcast episode is missing or messed up, Maura and Justin always fix it with a smile.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. And then I like this one. I can't pronounce Iulologal, who says, salty and argumentative, just like me. I relate to Mike on most things. All my friends can't stand this guy. Unfortunately, they can't stand me either. Keep up the good work, I guess.
You call them friends?
Yeah.
Well, they can't. All my friends can't stand me.
Me or them.
All right.
We all hate each other. We all hate each other, apparently. Anyway, thank you for going and downloading the show there, and that's sort of the best way. If you want to hear it on demand, and you can, leave us a review, even if it's mean. All right. I said that I got one injury that really kind of bummed me out, and two that are not. Obviously, the one that stinks today is the fact that Rashad Penny's not going to be able to play. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't want him to play in the preseason much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this is the opportunity to see Kenneth Walker and the other guys, make sure that your, you know, lead back, which is Rashad Penny. And by the way, he's looked awesome in camp. He's looked awesome.
Yeah.
He's in great shape. He looks good. He's running hard. He looks quick. He looks big, but in a good way. And then he's got a groin. You're just like, oh.
I know you're sad for him. I'm kind of sad for you.
Because of how
you've just been swinging for the fences for him for so long.
I know. I'm selling out on Rashad Penny.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's early, and I'm going to assume, at least for now, that this is one of those he'd be able to play if it was the regular season. Because that seems to be the thing he learned last year. Play through it.
Uh-huh.
Right. Learn to play through it. Learn to trust it. And so I'm going to assume that's the case. And they were like, yeah, no,
not
if this
it.
Was the regular
yeah.
season. Yes. But we're not going to send you to Pittsburgh to play 3 downs and potentially hurt this thing worse. Just chill out because we need you when the season gets going. But still a bummer. I'll look on the bright side. We'll get to see a little bit more Ken Walker, which is going to be pretty fun. But yeah, I will admit to being a little bummed by the Rashad Penny news. However, and this is not personal against either of these guys. Like, you never are happy for injuries. Not at all. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of excited about Artie Burns, who I think fits and looks like a Seahawks corner to me. Whenever I've been out of practice, like, oh, okay, this guy looks the part. So we'll see whether or not he plays the part. But both cornerbacks who were set to start, meaning Artie Burns and Sidney Jones, are both hurt. So neither of them are going to play. But you know what that means. You're looking at a Tariq Woolen, Kobe Bryant starting tandem on Saturday night. I'm psyched. You know who else is? Pete.
Yes. Yeah. As much as any position on the team, I'm excited to see those two guys go. They're going to get a lot of play time. They've done a lot of cool stuff. And Kobe's really been a gamer. You know, he's proven that over the years. This is a big step for Tariq. But if he just does like he's been practicing, he's going to do fine.
Okay. Well, that's kind of exciting.
In fact,
yeah, he's been practicing really well. Every day we get a new video of Tariq Woolen doing something crazy. And in fact, it made Pete call out the one name that everybody's got for Woolen.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about this. Yeah, I didn't know. You know, it was a take a shot on a guy that has the tools and all that and hadn't, you know, really shown it. It's really similar to Richard. You know, if you guys remember, Richard had played receiver for a couple of years, and they threw him out of that room and threw him into the DB room. And his last 2 years, you know, he moved to defense. And there wasn't much at all on his junior film, but his senior film, you know, there was some real sparks in there, you know, that you could see. And there was glimpses of maybe, you know, and it's similar. You know, it's kind of the same transition that Tariq's taken. And kind of the same amount of development for this moment, you know. And
I've never heard it described as they threw him out of the wide receiver room.
So mean.
Get out of here.
Well.
Beat it, nerd.
Well, I mean, like, that's not an impossibility. They're like, we can't deal with this anymore. You got to go. You're a corner. Let's just be clear. Personality-wise, you've got to go play cornerback for a while. Look, jokes aside, that is as high an honor, as a comp as you could possibly get. Most coaches are loath to give comps. They don't like to compare people to each other, certainly not to potential Hall of Famers like Richard Sherman. And I don't blame them. They shouldn't, right? Like, that's, I totally get it. You know who used to hate this was Terry Francona. And when I was covering him, whenever there'd be a visiting player in, they'd say, hey, who does so-and-so remind you of? And he would just like, nope. It just would never.
Doesn't play
ever,
that game.
Yeah, you know, I'm not one for comps. And just like move on. But when Pete starts throwing around a name like Richard Sherman, and look, obviously the story is similar. The build is similar, except he's got freakier speed. And now it's a matter of, can he play like him? Is he as smart as him on the field? Can he hit? Can he cover? You know, can he deal with the run? There's still questions to be answered. But
saying the development path is similar is huge, because people in the draft were like, oh, yeah, this guy's great, but maybe like a couple years down the road.
Well, it didn't take Sherman that long.
He made a bigger jump.
Good point.
Than expected.
Well, you know why?
What's happened here is he's taken to the approach that we coach him, you know, the technique stuff, and he's just cleaned his game up. So his consistency has been outstanding. And in college, he's a little bit all over the place. You know, at times, you could see him press and see him do the things he did in the line of scrimmage, but then there was a lot of other stuff that showed up too. But now he's just taken to the coaching, and Carl's got him going, and he seems to feel comfortable going against Tyler and going against DK, and so that's a big step. You know, it's a great challenge every day when these guys go against our guys. He's taking it in stride so far. We'll see. You know, see how it goes.
Sounds pretty cool to me, man. I'm looking forward to, I think that those will be the guys we're talking about on Monday. Obviously, we'll be talking about the quarterbacks and sort of how each of them did or didn't do. Ken Walker will probably be in the conversation. And I'm going to guess we're talking about Tariq Woolen and Kobe Bryant. We're going to speak to Kobe Bryant this morning at 8 o'clock, so a little under an hour from now. Nice kid. We taped the interview over at practice. Nice kid. Really enjoyed him. Friendly. Awesome. Just kind of... Yeah, look, he's a rookie, right? He's sort of wide-eyed and not jaded yet.
Mm-hmm.
I just found him very... Moore and I were there together. Wasn't he just kind of a likable kid?
Yeah, when you can tell other people feel that way. Like, Ken Walker popped in and was kind of, like, joking with him behind us. Clint Hurt came up to the window making faces at him.
Yeah, he seems like just one of those guys that everybody around kind of likes, and it seems to have some instant respect from the guys. I mean, like, there was a time when rookies weren't really supposed to go out and talk to the media that quickly. And with this group, they seem to be really empowered to go do so. And what I like most about it is that we're seeing some personality right off the bat. With the loss of all of the Legion of Boom guys, with all their personality. And it's going to be on display this weekend, right? With Michael Bennett and Mike Robb and all those guys in the booth, not to mention Sherm and Doug and, like, Marshawn, like, the biggest personalities, right? Well, the last few years, that's kind of gone away as the team took on a little bit more of Russell's personality. By the way, did you see Russ tweeting about the mattress thing that he's a part of?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I
unfollowed, and now I got to go look at
it? He did something about, you know, this is the best way to sleep is on this mattress. And, of course, there's like a million replies that are all like, you don't need to sleep. What about no time to sleep?
No time to sleep.
But all the rest are just like, you're a hack. You can't throw over the middle. Like, I mean, just like one after the next.
Come on.
Just absolutely crushing Russ. But, all right, point I was trying to make, I'm glad to have a little personality around here. And I don't know if this is going to be a very good team this year or not. We'll wait and find out. But at the very least, it seems like, especially on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to start to get some personality again.
need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Mike Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Yeah, it was kind of a torturous night off last night, at least for me. Not having Mariner baseball was kind of a killer. Thankfully, they will get back to it tonight on the road for the first of a 9-game road trip through the AL West. Texas, then Anaheim, then Oakland. They got 3 games in each city. And then by the time they get back home, they're going to have just 40 games left to play. Essentially, this will close out the third quarter of the season. Kirby, Gonzalez, Gilbert, those will be your trio in Texas in that order. Chris Flexen has now been moved to the pen officially. We had the opportunity to talk to Jerry DePoto about it yesterday. He explains the decision.
And we thought that among the pitchers we had, the guy who would adapt best to a bullpen role, because he's done it more often in his career, was Flex. And unsurprisingly, he was willing to jump into the bullpen and contribute. And I think the answer we got from everyone we spoke with was, hey, just want to win. And that's the answer we got from Chris.
Yeah, it seems like another one of those situations where communication was the key. I'm sure everyone was a little on edge in that starting rotation when they dealt for Castillo, knowing that there was going to be an odd man out somewhere. And it turns out to be Chris Flexen, and it sounds like he handled it really, really well. I'd be interested to see what kind of a weapon he is out of the pen as well. I do like it. The one thing is, I might have preferred maybe some of the piggybacking for Kirby, and that may still happen with Flexen being sort of on the ready to come in and help him. Anything you can do to limit his innings to try to make sure he is there for you late in the season, I think would be very, very important. Mariners still holding the second of the 3 wild card spots. If you were watching the scoreboard, Cleveland won yesterday. That puts them in the AL Central lead, so it didn't affect much. Chicago lost. That drops them to 4.5 out. And then Baltimore lost as well. So mostly good news yesterday for the Mariners.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
All right, speaking of good Mariner news, here's a little bit more. They're going to be healthy tonight, or at least as healthy as they've been maybe all year. Julio Rodriguez will return to the lineup this evening. The most exciting player on the team, back patrolling center field, and I would assume in the leadoff spot as well. We were debating a little bit earlier, would you still bat him leadoff? I guess you do, Justin, and you made a good point. He's really just had so much success there, but it is interesting to me. I don't feel like that's going to be his long-term spot.
No, I don't either.
He's just such a good hitter, and he has the ability to be one of your run producers. Really, when they took off was when the bottom of the lineup was getting on base, and Julio was sort of the one to drive them in. So, in effect, playing more of a table-clearer role. But I would expect him to be hitting leadoff tonight. Jared Kelnick sent down to make room. He already went 2-for-4 last night in Tacoma, so just shows you the difference between AAA and the majors and how big it is. Look, I thought he made great strides this time up in terms of the way he was handling his at-bats. Unfortunately, the results simply weren't there. But yeah, he impressed his GM.
A much calmer version of Jared than I think we've ever seen. You know, he's had the big moment in New York, and there hasn't been a bevy of hits flying around. But Jared's he's carrying himself in a much more reserved way than we've seen in the past. And it's been a unique season for him. He's learning things, and he is experiencing things that he's never experienced before.
2 days after coming up with the biggest hit of the year, Luis Torrens was DFA'd yesterday to make room for trade deadline acquisition Kurt Casale. Look, Torrens was such a big part of the offense last year, and I still want to salute the guy if he's actually on his way out. He just has really struggled this season. By the way, had probably the biggest hit of the year. But we'll see. Maybe he won't get picked up anywhere. I can't imagine he clears waivers. I would think somebody out there would want to see if they can get that bat going again, given the success that he's had in the big league. So, yeah, now, other than Jesse Winker, they're totally healthy. And Winker should be back sooner rather than later, maybe even as soon as tonight. That takes away any excuses at this point for this lineup to hit. They've got their squad. They've got their team. They're playing against other teams that are basically out of it, mostly because they don't have very good pitching. It's time to rake. Take that slogan, put it on a T-shirt, hang it up at T-Mobile. It's time to hit, guys. And I have a feeling that, I don't want to say it, but maybe they will here for the last quarter of the season.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Welcome to the post-Russell era. It begins tomorrow night as the Seahawks travel to Pittsburgh to play their first preseason game. Some of it will be unfamiliar. New quarterback in Drew Lock, new defensive scheme, highly touted rookie class. But other things should look kind of the same, including the guy who starts a quarterback, Geno Smith. We've certainly seen plenty of him in the preseason. He'll try to use that experience to earn the starting job. Here's Pete on the quarterback play.
You know, we knew Geno. We knew his stuff, and we've seen a lot of him over the years, you know. So there's been a few surprises there. He's been really consistent and rock solid. I'm surprised at some stuff that Drew does. You know, his movement, his natural ability, his ability to move with his, you know, and throw the ball with his feet in awkward positions at times to get the ball out, his quickness of release. You know, I saw that stuff, but I until I saw it in person, you know, I didn't know. He's really talented. He's got a lot of skills, man, and the game is easy for him in that sense. Physically, he can make all the throws. He can do the movements. He can run with the football. We've seen him run a lot out here and take off and go, so it's just been kind of the whole package. It's been a surprise to see that he's this well-equipped. Now it's just down to the competition of it now.
Looking forward to watching that. A lot of injuries. Unfortunately, the latest is Rashad Penny. He's got a groin pull. He is expected to be okay for the season. No Artie Burns, Sidney Jones, LJ Collier, Jordan Brooks, Marquise Goodwin, just to name a few. That is everything you need to know. Hey, one other thing you should probably know is, first of all, we've got new phone number. We're using 866-979-3776 now. So if you call the show ever, call the station ever, text the station, all of it is now going to go to that number, 866-979-3776. We've always had that as our sort of alternate toll-free number, but now that's going to be it. We made some upgrades. We made some changes. Hopefully, we're going to be staying on the air. Phones are working. Made some improvements around here. But 866-979-3776 is the number. And the other thing you need to know is Seahawks and Mariners same time on Saturday. So that always means, yeah, so there's a little, that means because you listen to the station for both of those broadcasts, the Mariners will be on 770 AM. So if you're looking for the Mariners on Saturday, they will be on 770 AM. Got it?
Got it.
Seahawks on both 710 and 97.3, and the Mariners will be on 770. And by the way, that's not like we don't like make that choice. This is like built into contracts. Like it's all just like set up that way ahead of time, that's how it goes. It's not like we sit here going, all right, which one do people want to hear? Like, this is all pre-decided so that never comes up. That's just sort of the way it works. All right. Coming up next. Oh, can we get to play our little game?
Yes.
All right. I came up with a game last night. I think it's called Do You Want?
Do You Wanna?
Do You Wanna? No, it's not really Wanna. Because it's a Mariner game. Okay. Basically, it's answering this question, which Mariner do you want? In various different situations, both on the field and off.
That's okay.
Does that sound weird?
You heard it.
All right. Well, we'll do it next, and I'll try not to make this even worse. I've already stepped in it. How much worse could it get?
This is the Mike Salk Show.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Back in mornings from 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports Station.
All right, Brock Huerta will join me in 15 minutes, and then Kobe Bryant at 8 o'clock. G. Scott will have, of course, at 8:30. I think. I don't see him out there. What's the deal with that guy? Does he work or not?
I never know what's going on with him.
Sheesh.
I need to figure out how he got on his vacation plan here.
Maybe he's giving the people what they want, which is not having G in for a little while. I don't know. It's hard to say.
That's what he's been doing all along?
Maybe true.
Slow play.
All right, so I've got a little game for you guys. We don't really have a good name for it because this is a one-off game. But I did a little thinking last night. We all kind of put our heads together. And we have a series of like 25 questions. I don't know how many we'll get to. But these are questions about how you feel about the Mariners team, and it involves a lot of the specific players. It's essentially called Which Mariner Do You Want in various situations. So give me some music there, Justin. Let's see if we can. Oh, whoa. There we go. A little Fungo Pepper music.
It's time to party.
Yeah.
JP wants everyone to party with them. So, you know.
Are you guys ready? We can try to answer as a group. I need a pen. Okay, so I can cross these off. Hold on.
You need your readers?
I forgot my readers in the car today, Justin.
Man, this day. Tell you what.
But I'm okay. I got very large print. Which Mariner do you want to read to you? No, I'm just kidding. Which Mariner do you want up with the bases loaded in the fifth inning?
You want to start with me or are you more first?
I don't care. Just answer the question.
Bases loaded in the fifth. I'm going to go Eugenio Suarez.
Okay. Do you have a reason for that? Or
are you going to tell us we're incorrect? Or you look like you were grading it in your head.
Yeah. I'm going to go like John McLaughlin here. The answer is...
you know what else, though?
Yeah, why Eugenio?
Or I don't know. Just something about him in that spot. I don't want him. I don't want him in the ninth. Something about it feel like
mid,
he would
mid game
produce in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Julio.
Oh.
He's got the only, well, had the only grand slam until Jesse Winker put one out the other day. The ability to beat out the double play, which seems to be their nemesis with the bases loaded this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Julio in that situation.
We all had different answers. See, I had Julio for so many already. I tried to, like, change around a few.
Oh, the answer could be Julio to all of these.
Yeah. I put Ty France.
Because of his ability to go the other way.
I think about that quote from DeRosa all the time. He's got base hit to right field in his back pocket whenever he wants it.
He does.
You guys think about DeRosa quotes in general a lot. You like that guy.
Well, and this guy won't come back on with us. What's the deal? How come you can't get him back, Justin?
Look at me. I've tried twice.
Justin.
Yeah, I'll try again.
That's our new buddy.
DeRosa, I feel like he enjoyed our time too, so I'll try again.
Which Mariner do you want up, down a run to lead off the ninth?
Julio.
Really? Yeah. J.P. Crawford, man. J.P.'s the guy. In that spot, all good rallies start with J.P. Crawford getting on base. I want J.P. in that spot for whatever it is you need him to do. I want J.P. leading off that inning.
I want Julio because I know he's going to get on base, and I know he's going to be in the pitcher's head the second he's on first base, and he's going to be throwing some mistakes to who's on
base. I like what you're saying there. I think in that case, you know, it's funny. There's a case to be made for Dylan Moore and or Sam Haggerty because of the on-base percentage skills and then, as you said, the speed.
Or Winker because he's probably going to get walked.
Yeah, but boy, is he slow once he gets out there. He's not going anywhere near second base.
For Dylan Moore.
I said Julio as well.
Okay. Which Mariner do you want to start a band with? Who do you want in your band?
I said A. Eugenio. He's fun. And I think I've heard him singing before.
Seems like he could sing. He's got that baby face.
I think
it's a good answer.
I'm gonna go with Jared Kelnick because I feel like he can pound some skins.
You want Kelnick?
I want Kelnick playing drums.
Like Dave Grohl style. Top of
every drum set. And he's gonna smash the drum kit at the end of
Who do you
show.
Want to sing karaoke with?
Karaoke.
I think it's Abraham Toro.
Why that?
I don't know. When he did that whole like French thing for Ty France, he sort of did a good voiceover. Like, it just made me think he seems like a multi-talented guy. He can switch hit. He plays multiple positions. He speaks multiple languages. I feel like he'd have a wide variety of karaoke skills.
I feel like I'm going to go Dylan Moore because I feel like he could break out some boy band music.
Oh,
yeah. Seems like the kind of guy that's going to rip his shirt off.
I'll go Logan Gilbert. Julio did his Vibin' with Julio interview with Logan once. And I think he said he does... Rocky Mountain High or something.
He likes to sing.
That's his karaoke song.
All right. Which Mariner do you want to be your lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's a hard one. I don't feel like we know them on that level.
I'm going to go with Paul Sewald. Paul Sewald strikes me as the kind of guy that's well-read.
Son of an accountant. Accountants.
He can obviously keep his heart rate down, so when he's under pressure, he's going to be able to think clearly.
It's a good answer.
On Paul Sewald.
I think that's a really, really good answer. I think I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Which Mariner do you want up, down a run, men on second and third in the ninth inning? You need a clutch base hit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Ty France.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
This is Ty France times 10.
Yeah. I put Julio again.
Julio.
Yeah. Look, it's no shot at Julio. But the low pulse, the low heart rate, the ability to go the other way. He's got right field in his back pocket.
Yeah, base hit to right in the back pocket.
I'll take Ty France there.
Good.
360 says Swaggerty is the only acceptable answer to any possible question.
Who do you want to help you? Which Mariner do you want to help you with a home improvement project at your house?
He's on the aisle. I'm going Tom Murphy. I know he's hurt. That guy can pound some nails.
Well, they say he's the strongest guy on the team, so he could definitely haul around all the.
He's a big dude though, going up and down that ladder.
I mean, he's got the leg strength to be able to carry stuff up and down a ladder too.
I like J.P. Crawford for this because he's already got the goggles.
Oh, safety goggles on the Pit Vipers.
He's got those big sunglasses, so his eyes are probably fine.
I said Frazier. I don't know. He just seems like maybe he'd
that was the other name that occurred to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Tom Murphy for sure.
All right, which Mariner do you want in your fantasy football league? Now, hopefully this doesn't lead to the, Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham
fight. Hopefully it does.
Who do you want? This is an easy answer to me. It's Jesse Winker, nonstop smack talking.
Oh, yeah.
And a huge Bills fan. Like, don't you want Jesse Winker in your fantasy football league?
But if you want somebody in your fantasy football league, it's because you want to be able to beat them.
Well, maybe. Fair. Well, so
or
what?
More
you
satisfying
want, like,
to beat
you
them.
You want, like, somebody who doesn't speak English very well?
No, like, somebody who doesn't pay attention to it. Yeah, I like where you're going with it, but I disagree.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with. I'll go JP. Oh, JP, in the similar vein as the smack talking.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I can just imagine he'd be fun in a group text.
I think that sounds right.
Scott Service?
Oh.
You want to go with
Dad? He's a football fan. He likes the Packers.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that may affect him, like one of those guys who likes his teams too much.
Yeah, his team's like Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It's the only time he can have
Alan
power
Zard.
Over him. Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Which Mariner do you want on your pickup basketball team?
I'm going to go Julio. That guy's dunking.
I mean, he's just freakishly athletic, right? So that does seem like a possibility.
You're just throwing it up to Julio. And I feel like he's probably a good basketball player, too, because of course he is.
I like the idea of Jesse Winker in the post, but I think he's probably got some defensive problems.
You know what? I think I changed my answer.
I'm going to guess Taylor Trammell, just his kind of raw athleticism. That's a possibility.
Logan Gilbert at center.
Logan Gilbert. Yeah,
Logan Gilbert at center. Or even George Kirby. He's kind of got... George Kirby looks like he should be playing for Indiana in 1957. Give him the little shorts and throw him out there. Yeah.
He's got the perfect hair for it.
Yeah.
That look. That's a good answer. I think I should change my answer to Logan Gilbert.
All right.
Look, he's got that.
Which Mariner do you want to spend a full day with?
Julio.
I feel like
Julio would wear on me. It'd be too much. He's too happy. He's too excited, too happy. I couldn't do it. I love him, but that would be too much for me.
I'm going to go with somebody that I feel like could hang in several different levels, where it's either chicken wings, or you're going to some bar hop, and I'm going Cal Raleigh.
Oh, interesting.
Cal Raleigh.
So you don't
like
want the person to
hang.
Speak at all during your day. You want a silent day.
And maybe that would be more satisfying, because it's going to take time to get him out of a shell.
You wanted
by
silent
the end of the
Cal.
Night, you're best friends, you decided you're moving into an apartment together.
I mean, you often tell us about friends of yours and call them by nicknames like Big Daddy. Would you call him Big
Dumper?
Or BD, for short.
Or Silent Cal.
BD, I'm going... BD and I could handle some chicken wings at Wing Dome.
I'm going Taylor Trammell on this.
Is he so nice?
Yeah. Just a really interesting, good dude, plenty to say. He'd probably be my number one. The other two on my list would be Logan Gilbert, who I've just, for whatever reason, I like talking to him, or Matt Brash.
I was going to say, you haven't mentioned him yet. He's like your favorite
interesting
interview in
conversation.
Spring training.
Yeah. Those three would be probably my three top choices to spend the full day with.
Okay.
All right, we got a couple more minutes for Brock. You ready?
Yeah.
Which Mariner do you want to take your kids trick-or-treating? Who do you trust to take your kids trick-or-treating?
Oh, I said Robbie Ray just because we know he loves dressing up.
Oh. I don't know whether I want Robbie Ray with those tight...
Remember his 4th of July outfits?
I don't want him with those tight pants around my kids.
Let's go.
Who do you trust?
I know, and that's the... I think I'm going to have to go with another reliever just because they have to be so tactical and smart about everything they do.
You have to be tactical to take kids trick-or-treating?
You have to be so good about everything. You have to be a good...
You know who I kind of want to take my kids trick-or-treating is Diego Castillo. I love the idea of Diego Castillo walking around my neighborhood with my kids.
Dressed as a princess.
Exactly. <Yeah.
laughs> The one size too small costume, like his uniform is.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer.
A couple of people on these, who do you want in clutch situations, things are saying we're forgetting about Mitch because he just came back.
Yeah, I think the same with Castillo. It's like, God, he's been out of my mind for the last couple of weeks.
That's true. Well, all right.
Yeah, I think Mitch would be a good one to take with it. Yeah, I'm going to go with Mitch for trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
Talk about tactical. I feel like he'd have everything written down, the best neighborhood to go to, the exact route you want to take.
He's got
how
really
to maximize your candy.
Calming presence.
Yeah.
He's disarming.
Mitch Haniger doesn't like sweets at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like not going to steal your candy.
Which right.
That's hurt my heart.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I wouldn't take your candy.
Which Mariner do you want to negotiate for you?
Oh, I think Jesse Winker's got the muscle.
Winker's it.
That's a tough one.
You think
to say
he's
no
gonna
to.
Like try to like intimidate somebody?
From
else?
Buffalo, he's gonna bring some friends with him.
Yeah,
he's gonna be wearing the Zubaz Buffalo Bills pants.
He might have some underhanded tactics if it came down to it. Just he'd have your back.
You disagree? Who are you going?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else to for like negotiate my contract.
Somebody who's a man of few words. But when he does speak,
carries a big stick.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like Adam Frazier doesn't say much, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, isn't Ty France too?
He might be on that list. I don't want the California laid back guy negotiating. You know who I want? Matt Festa.
Okay, New York.
Give me Matt Festa. He's from Staten Island.
Uh-huh.
Seems like a pretty smart dude.
All I can think of is Linda from yesterday. You know what Aaron Boone's problem is? He's from California.
That's the thing. Like, I don't want the, like, chill California guy negotiating my contract. Ty France. Like, yeah, whatever. Give him this, give him that. Who cares? 50 grand, 75, whatever. It's all the same.
We did get a couple people who asked Scott Service to be good for trick-or-treating.
That's true. But that's just because he's got the dad energy.
Dad energy, right.
Yeah.
Negotiating for you? DePoto.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think we're saying players. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Which Mariner's most likely to throw an immaculate inning?
Andrés Muñoz.
Absolutely, yeah. My answer. Yeah. 100% not close.
I wrote that question and I kind of thought of him when I wrote it. Yeah.
Easy. Probably the easiest answer on here. Along with this one that I had, which Mariner do you want starting the most important game of the year?
Ooh, last year, I definitely was on Logan Gilbert.
Yeah, it's Luis Castillo.
Yeah. It has to be now.
Let's be very clear, it's Luis
After
Castillo.
After two starts, it's Luis Castillo.
All right, here's a sort of hard one. Which Mariner do you want on first base when you need a big stolen base? Who do you trust most to steal a bag?
I went Haggerty.
Yeah.
I just don't want Julio stealing bases anymore is my thing.
I'm going Dylan Moore.
Let's not get him hurt.
You're on Dumo?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's the fastest necessarily of the group, but I think that his ability to steal an important base would be highest on my list.
Huh. And he's not the obvious. Everybody knows Haggerty's running.
Dylan Moore's pretty fast. So there you go. That's a little Mariner game for you. With some Fungo Pepper music in the background.
I just can't help it. I'm thinking of Diego Castillo and a princess.
How great is that? Don't you want Diego Castillo dressed as Anna? He's just like cruising around your neighborhood with you. He's another one I kind of want to hang out with. I feel like it would be a lot of fun to hang out with Diego Castillo. He seems like a pretty happy-go-lucky dude. Like, yeah, he'd be on my list of people to hang out with.
Absolutely agree. Before I would have said Sergio Romo, because he seems like a pretty interesting guy to hang out with, too. Obviously, he's not here anymore, so Diego Castillo takes up that role.
Yeah, he's sort of like a most interesting man on the earth type thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Julio for trick-or-treating, because he's the closest to the right age.
Well, that's true.
He's still familiar with it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who said, didn't your kids want to take Julio trick-or-treating? Like, yeah, my kids would choose Julio for, like, all of these. They are... Like most kids, I think, in the area, totally obsessed with Julio.
Do you remember when we were talking to Tom Murphy at spring training and he was pounding the glove with like the hammer?
Yes.
I was like, looks like you've done that before. And he's like, oh, I grew up blue collar. I've hung a lot of sheetrock and pounded a lot of nails.
You're right. Okay, so he is probably the home improvement. That's a good point. I had kind of forgotten about that. All right, let's talk to Brock Heward.
Brock and Salk.
With my brains and your brawn, we'll make an excellent team.
Every morning at 7:45 and 9:30, presented by Top Fitness Store on the Mike Salk Show.
Brock Heward is my hero.
What Brock Heward says, no, he's not a brainer.
Subscribe to receive new episodes of the Brock and Salk podcast at Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts.
Good morning.
You there?
Oh, I'm here.
No good. There you are.
Oh, I am finishing up and wrapping up the world tour of Washington State.
Really?
From Mike Salk and Maura and Justin to Suncadia to Brewster to Lake Chelan.
Oh, wow. You going to hang out with Calabro over there this weekend?
No, I don't think I'm going to see Calabro. But you know what I realized yesterday that is, as I'm getting older? You know what I really don't like to do? I don't like to jump off high rocks or cliffs or anything like that. I'm not a risk taker in that way.
Was that something you did when you were younger?
Not necessarily, but I would do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we climbed up to this jump rock and got up there and whew,
yeah, no.
It looked a lot. It didn't look that high from the water.
Nope.
And then when you get up there, and then once you're up there, what are you going to do?
Get back down. Yeah.
You're going to crawl back down the
rocks? Yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely. 100%.
Nope. You're going to jump, especially with Titus and my friend Matt. Like, they're going to jump. I'm going to jump. And I just told Titus one thing. Keep your feet together. Do not spread your legs.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's definitely one you want to remember.
When you hit impact and, well, let's just say he lost consciousness as he jumped off and it was not a comfortable landing. Oh. But thankfully not worse for wear. So there you go. Wrapping it up today and excited to to watch the Mariners again get back at it tonight, to watch the Seahawks in preseason game number one tomorrow. So
you want a few of our Mariner questions? We've been asking Mariner questions. It's which Mariner do you want in various situations? You want to answer one or two?
Ooh, I will try after my Ken Walker answer yesterday.
I know that was rough. That was pretty challenging. Brock, which Mariner do you want to have your back in a fight?
Ooh, Jesse Winker. Okay. And that's the obvious.
I don't know. I feel like Carlos Santana is the guy I want on my back.
Winker was William Wallace. I mean, he took on all of Ireland or Scotland or the English.
He did, whatever, but he also got sort of bowled over. I mean, think about J.P. Crawford throwing those rabbit punches from the top rope, and then Carlos Santana wasn't here yet, but I feel like that's the guy I want. He's huge.
I'll give you a sneaky answer on that one.
Hmm.
Scott Service.
Yeah, that's true. Scott will throw down.
I think I want Dad with me. I think Dad has shown that he's still totally capable of losing all form of reason and logic. So I say, and you got that old man Dad strength, so don't sleep on Scott either.
Which Mariner do you want to invite to your wedding?
Swaggerty.
How come?
That dude can dance.
Yeah, he's a dance party guy.
Yeah, he's going to liven up the party. He's an everyman, yet he's not. He's probably going to wear something that's going to get some chuckles, and he's just going to lighten the mood. If it's a little stale, a little stiff, or something of that matter, he's swaggery. He brings some swag to the wedding.
Here's the one we were debating earlier. Which Mariner would you want or trust to take your kids trick-or-treating?
Julio.
I said Diego Castillo. Can't you want to see Diego Castillo walking around your neighborhood all dressed up for Halloween?
Because he knows his candy? Because he knows
dude, don't be insulting. You know, there's no reason to take shots. He's been awesome. I didn't know
where you were going with that.
I wasn't going anywhere. I just said he'd be fun person to have around your neighborhood. All right. We got preseason game number one tomorrow night, Brock. What do you make of these two cornerbacks starting, the two rookies starting at cornerback?
What incredible opportunity for them. I mean, this is how it happens. This is how Richard Sherman got his break. I think it was Marcus Trufant was injured, and guys were a little nicked up, and all of a sudden they're available every single practice, as Tariq and Kobe have been there and learning on the run. And it will be by the fire hose Saturday night because they think they're going to be calm, cool, and collected, especially Tariq. The game's going to move fast for him. He is unbelievably long and twitchy, so he can compensate with that. I don't think Kobe's going to be overwhelmed by the moment. He's played in big games. He's been super productive. So of the two, the game will probably be a little slower for Kobe, but he obviously does not have Tariq's just unbelievable physical trait. So this is how it happens, man. This is how rookies make their mark. The veterans get nicked up or guys are just out. No fault of their own, but injuries do occur in the NFL, and that's usually the number one way to open the door for somebody behind you to take your job. So what an incredible opportunity for those two. And if there's a position that Pete loves young guys, that Pete is so intrigued more than any other position, it's running back and it's cornerback. Mm. And I think it will be fun to watch both of those positions with young players.
How concerned should I or anybody else be about Rashad Penny?
Oh, no. What now?
He's got a groin pull. You didn't see this? He's got his groin. He's not going to play tomorrow.
What now, Mike?
He's got a groin.
So maybe my answer yesterday. Maybe I knew something.
No, your answer's still terrible because it means that Rashad Penny's hurt or not playing well. It's still a bad answer.
Take away a little of your venom.
No.
Maybe a little apology.
No, absolutely not. It's still a bad answer. Yes.
What do you call that segment? Take the L?
Yeah.
Do you want to take the L right now?
No.
My answer yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, you should still take the L for a terrible answer. Sorry.
I think it's a bummer, but I think, for crying out loud, we have a track record. I mean, this isn't a 4 months or a 1 year. This is 4 years, unfortunately, plus of Rashad, where the body is just hard to stay available. When he is there, he can be a dominant player. But that position is hard to do, and it sucks that it's a soft tissue injury, right? You understand the trauma maybe a little bit more, but then again, when your body does get beat up and has a little wear and tear and you do play that position, soft tissue injuries do usually come. So I hope it's, you know, precautionary on their part. I hope he can get back quickly. But I'll
well, that's what they said.
Loop back that answer on my corner, and injuries and opportunity and opening the door. And you better be careful because Ken Walker is one explosive sucker.
Yeah, we had Mike Robb on yesterday. He compared him to, he said he was LaDainian Tomlinson-ish. Say, hey, he's not LaDainian Tomlinson, but he's LaDainian Tomlinson-ish. Ish. I thought that was an interesting comp. Pete made a Richard Sherman comp yesterday for Tariq Woolen. I'm not going to worry about Penny because honestly, what I feel like Penny learned last year, the whole thing was how to play through minor injuries. And he's not supposed to do that in the preseason. That's not like you don't do that now. You do that in the regular season. So I'm not going to worry too much about this.
I would agree with that. But I would also contend that there is no chance he's going to be available for 17 games.
No, I don't expect him to either, but most running backs aren't available for 17 games.
And that is why when everybody gets so upset, why would you ever draft a running back in the second round? Why would you ever take a guy there? Why they're all a dime a dozen? No, no, the uniquely gifted ones, the Jonathan Taylors and others, Derrick Henry's, the uniquely gifted ones that can run 4.3 40 and don't slow down when they cut and when they get in the open field, make somebody miss in house call after house call after house call after house call. That guy had a season ago in the Big Ten. I hope we get to see one of those in the preseason, and it will be a harbinger of things to come.
All right. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk on Monday after. Okay. And we'll have a lot to talk about. That's for darn sure.
Yes, we will. Go Mariners.
There you go. There you go. There's Brock Heward every morning, 7:45 and at 9:30. Hey, don't forget, we've got a new name here, right? We now have a new number as well. Give us a call or send your text to 866-979-3776. That's 866-979-3776. Put that in your phone now. That's also the Mac and Jack's text lines. You can text or call to the same number. Update your contacts. Stay connected to the latest on Seattle sports. Again, the number 866-979-3776. Put it in your phone, then you'll never need to remember it again. All right, we talk about guys with a great opportunity. We taped an interview with Kobe Bryant. Unfortunately, it was before we knew he was going to get this level of an opportunity, but some really cool stuff from a rookie I think everybody is going to like. It's next. Mike Salk Show, Seattle Sports on 710, seattlesports.com.